If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Pompito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever-so-modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion and award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I'm supposed to know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. You buy the pay-per-views, or do you? Straight up, here's the listening line. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, Boxing Tonight on television, Regus Progus will... This guy and Mr. Cepeda, well, these two guys, this are like number three guys, like battling for a WBC title. But, this is how superstars are built. Watching guys on the upper level of boxing trying to make it to the top level. These are guys on the upper level. They're trying to make it to the top level. We'll see what happens tonight. Of course, that's live on television. DAZN, we'll talk about that in depth. Of course, they've been showing stuff like Floyd Mayweather, exhibitions and things like that. Has the boxing really been that good on the zone? Is it worth the money? And is Eddie Hearn failing miserably at the zone? I mean, think about that. Some people say that at one point in time, he was getting 500,000 hits when he would speak on the internet. Now he's getting like 100,000 hits when he speaks on the internet. So what I'm trying to say is that Eddie Hearn may be becoming a non-entity. He may be the still number one guy, but sort of like fading. What's up with him? Is he a failure? Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, Boxing's PAC Socrates Palmer joins me. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name of the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
I am living testimony to that, folks. Went to the doctor this week. I had a virus. And then I drank a lot of coffee, which probably wasn't a good thing. Anyway, bottom line was, I was running, doing my thing. I thought it wouldn't skip some days, you know, because it's just some common cold, right? Bottom line is turned into a bit of a virus, and they dragged me off. Actually, I dragged myself off to UCSF Hospital, the urgent care. They ran me through there, did blood work, all that, chest x-ray, EKG, the whole nine yards. I got a clean bill of health. But the bottom line is I was able to do it, and I felt like, I really feel like, how can I put this? Extremely grateful that I was able to go see a doctor that quickly, because some people I know, either they can't see a doctor, they won't see a doctor. Bottom line is, you know, if you're feeling like spit, and spit on this show means spit with an H, if you're feeling like that, go see a doctor. You know, everybody deserves health care. You heard what Don King said. Don King's a Republican, and he says everybody deserves health care. They do. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I guess a man that knows something about health care, he's got a family. Come to us from the Bronx Bomber himself, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. I'm glad that you're feeling better.
I'm going to go running today. I'm ready to go. I'm going to go run. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Hey, let's talk about Jaime Munguia before we step off into deeper waters. Jaime Munguia was the winner last week. I think he caught some guy the name of, anyway, bottom line is, who cares what his name was? He really... Talk about a non-entity. This guy from Tijuana, I mean, they used to accuse Julio Cesar Chavez of fighting, you know, cab drivers from Tijuana. I think Jaime Munguia is taking over that position.
I think cab drivers were a lot tougher back in J.C. Chavez's days. I think I'm probably on board with about 99% of the boxing audience. We want to see Jaime Munguia step up. I mean, how many times is he going to keep, you know, is he a prospect? Is he a contender? Is he world-class? We don't know, because, you know, they need to take the training wheels off of him ASAP. There's plenty of good fights out there for him. It seems like they're grooming him for Triple G. They're probably waiting out until he's about 50 at this pace with Munguia. So I'm like everyone else. I'm tired of seeing Jaime Munguia fight guys that are just not equipped for prime time and charging people prime time prices.
Yeah, speaking of charging people primetime prices, I'll jump right to it. Terrence Crawford going on pay-per-view December the 10th, of course, against David Avanes. Who's he? Well, not too many people know. Bottom line is hopefully the people in Omaha will turn out. But he's trying to make a statement here as a free agent in boxing. Is the timing right?
You know what? I don't know. I just don't think he's got the cachet to call his own shots. I mean, he's got a fan base, true hardened boxing fans like you and I know. Obviously, who Terrence Crawford is. He's on the list of best pound for pound fighters, but he's just not a star. He's just not. And you know, the calendar only goes forward. He's about 35 years old. Yeah, he's probably a young 35 because he's never been in any wars, and he seems to take care of his body. But father time is father time, and you know, to me, he just doesn't have that gravitas to be able to sit back and be the pretty girl, you know, at the party waiting for someone to ask him to dance. So he's wasting his legacy by not making that fight with Errol Spence. And the same thing with Errol Spence.
You know, I'm going through the top 25 pound for pound according to BoxRec.com. Saul Alvarez, I got a problem with that. Tyson Fury, Dmitry Bivol, Triple G, Usyk, Joshua, Inoue from Japan, the aforementioned Mr. Spence, Shakur Stevenson, Artur Bitabev, of course, Andy Ruiz, Jermell Charlo, Josh Taylor, Dillian White, Stephen Fulton. What I'm trying to say is I don't see Terrence Crawford in this top 20 here. The top 25, is the computer bad here or what? What's up with BoxRec?
Yeah, well, BoxRec, you don't know how exactly they come up with their rankings, because I've seen some ridiculous rankings in the past. So I don't really go by that. I mean, ESPN and Ring Magazine kind of make a pretty decent pound for pound list, but at the end of the day, it's all subjective and they all have agendas to push.
No. What I'm trying to say is though, but somewhere in this 25 should Terrence Crawford should be mentioned. I mean, he doesn't do everything for me, but guess what? I mean, he's undefeated. He's jumped a couple of weight classes, and he's never really been tested yet. And I think that's the problem with Terrence Crawford is we've never seen him in a fight, much like the Charlo brothers, we've never seen him in a fight where he might lose.
Sorry, I lost you for a little bit.
We've never seen this young man in a fight where he might lose. I mean, much like the Charlo brothers, the same old story. You're fighting guys you're supposed to beat. Terrence Crawford's fighting guys he's supposed to beat. I mean, he's supposed to annihilate this guy on the 10th of December, according to oddsmakers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's been a while since he's been in a 50-50 fight. I think when he fought Postel a few years back, that kind of was still a 50-50 because Postel was a hot name. But you're right. He has been the A side for a while, and he's taken advantages. Living off of past accomplishments. Sean Porter, that we did to Sean Porter, no one had did that to Porter before. Stopped him, took over the fight in the second half convincingly, and basically, you know, made Sean Porter into a full-time analyst.
Well, you know, but it's a timeout. And more power to him because he was smart. I talked with him in Mexico, in Acapulco about this. I said, man, they're going to be coming to you in the next year and a half. They're going to offer you $1 million for this and $1 million for that, and it'll be an easy fight here, an easy fight there, and then they end up getting you killed. I said, so it's the bottom line is that's what they're looking to do. He goes, I'm not coming back. And I sort of believed him. I mean, a lot of guys have told me this, but it didn't seem hollow when he said it.
Yeah, you know what? He's found his niche. I think he's really good doing his analyst for PBC and Showtime. And you're right, because basically at this point, they're going to use you as a stepping stone for the next, you know, air quotes, big thing. So the human body is, you only get one, and especially your brain. So he's made good money. He seems to have kept most of his money, which is more important. And I think he could live a good life based off of his earnings and, of course, his job in media. So
Shakur Stevenson,
kudos to Porter.
Okay, Shakur Stevenson, the 2016 Olympic silver medalist. And, of course, the man people think, the man people say at 135 is the man. I've heard Eddie Croft tell me that, and another couple other people tell me he's really the guy at 135, 140, somewhere around there. Bottom line is, he's going to be fighting at 135. Any opponents for him yet? Pitbull?
Apparently, that was a fight that they were lobbying for. The WBC has kind of was, I believe, had mandated it. But I haven't heard anything as far as, you know, ink to paper. Shakur Stevenson is great, you know, and he continues to get better. But, you know, fighting at a new weight class is a new weight class. So, you know, it's going to take time for him to adapt, I believe. Pitbull Cruz was not an easy fight, despite what a lot of people think, because Shakur Stevenson is going to have to fight, you know, really a careful fight and show off all his skills. But, you know, he's so gifted. You can't underestimate him at all. You know, I think that he probably right now is a top five lightweight, and he hasn't fought around that lightweight. So that's how great he is.
Okay, of course, the Charlo brothers, the Jamal, the 160-pounders, got an injury going on, so his title has, like, been interim. He's got an interim champion going on. The 154-pound Charlo. Why can't we get to Charlo? Are the Charlos, like, so protected by Al Haymon and PBC that they won't fight anybody that's, like, a 50-50? I mean, Tony Harrison was close, but the bottom line is Charlo showed that he was a superior fighter in the rematch. But outside of that, neither of these guys really stepped up. They've been around a long time.
Well, the younger brother, the 54 Charlo, has done a lot more than his brother.
Jermell.
Jermell, yes. He's the first ever true unified champion at 154 pounds by his win against Castaño. And he's got a tough fight coming up January 28th against the son of the Hall of Famer, Kostya Szu. So I don't think you could put him and his brother in the same category. You know,
I'm glad you brought up Kostya Szu. You know, a lot of times guys that their fathers are great fighters, they couldn't lick a stamp if you wet their tongue. What's the story on? Give us a story on young Tim Szu.
Well, Tim Szu has looked good. You know, his times that he's been on American TV, he was dropped in his last time out. Okay. Showed some gumption. Yeah, he showed some gumption. Got up, and eventually stopped his opponent. We're gonna find out. You know, this is a big jump. He's a little older. You know, he started fighting late, as most of these, you know, kids. Of fighters, I mean, they're fighting because they want to, not because they need to, you know. So it's not, you know, it doesn't have a long storied amateur background his father did.
Wait, hold on, this fight should have been in Australia. It's going to be in Las Vegas.
It's going to be in Las Vegas. That's right. Which, I mean, you know what? Props to Jermell Charlo, because I mean, you know, to take this fight after unifying.
No, you don't get it. You don't get it. I would go down to Australia. If I'm going to beat this guy, I'm going to go down to Australia and make all kinds of money. I'm going to fill a stadium down there. I mean, Australia is an untapped gold mine. I'm serious. If you get an opportunity to fight there and you're fighting one of their guys, go for it.
It is a rabid fan base. You're right. It's a really good fight fan base. They got together for the Cambosos and Haney, you know. But then again, I don't think that Jermell Charlo probably thinks he can get a fair shake fighting in Australia, because Tim Szu is not going to be a pushover.
Okay. All right. Anyway, you are right as far as Charlo, Jermell having all four belts, IBF, WBA, WBC, and WBO, of course, the Ring Magazine champion as well. Straight up 154 pounds is Charlo, 160 pounds is... why can't Charlo and Triple G ever duke it out? I mean, I guess they're going to do Triple G now in Munguia. That's really like a battle of a guy that we don't know a whole lot about, and against a guy that's like long in the tooth, man. I mean, this is sort of like, this is the way things are tailor-made for young guys to come up and take out the older guy. Is that what this is, just boxing history in action here?
It seems like we've seen this movie before, absolutely. You know, they're trying to, you know, make a star off of the skin of the old star. In a perfect world, we would get Munguia and Charlo. Two guys in the prime of their life, undefeated guys. That's the fight that we should see. But, you know, Munguia's going to need a trinket, you know, to get in the ring with Charlo. So.
Good point. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, of course, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA stream. People ain't true, the sort of place.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Tower of Power, you can check them out at towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. My focus on boxing, of course, is what's happening. Do we have an upcoming star? I mean, Regis Progress and Jose Zepeda go tonight, of course, for the WBC vacant title that was vacated by Josh Taylor, who a year and a half ago people were talking about becoming the next English boxing god. And, of course, then he met Jack Catterall, and Jack Catterall beat him like a girl. And, of course, they gave the fight. I'm just unbelievable. They gave the fight to Mr. Josh Taylor. And, of course, there was a judge. I think the judge, well, let me put this to you. Judge Ian John Lewis scored about 114-111, faced punishment from the British Board of Boxing Control for how widely he scored the fight for Josh Taylor. So guess what? So the British Board of Boxing Control said in a statement, the stewards of the board decided to downgrade Lewis from an A-star class to an A-star official. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Bottom line is, he's still officiating fights. He should be arrested for impersonating a judge after coming out with that. Anyway, Jack Catterall signed away his first kid, his second kid, and his wife is now dating Josh Taylor's brother. He's doing anything to get this fight, and yet they don't seem to be making it. How come?
I don't know. I thought they had something in agreement to fight each other again. Because
they've been going back and forth on this one. And Jack Catterall, he just seems like, you know, he should have got the penthouse. He got the shaft instead. Okay, but the bottom line is, the British Board of Boxing Control, they really don't seem to be. I mean, this was the big big heavyweights in boxing as far as the UK is concerned. They should be in there mandating this. They should be talking, especially after like reprimanding this judge. And they should have done a little bit more than remove this judge, knock him down one class. They should have like put him on suspension for a while, made an example of him.
You know, something has to be done. Like we've said it before, and we're not the only ones saying it. There's no real repercussions with these judges handing down criminal decisions, you know, decisions that change livelihoods, you know, and it's just not cool. I think for years, people kind of just like, oh, that's boxing. Oh, you know, it's in Vegas. Oh, you know, it's, you know, you gotta beat the champ, you know, like just stupid cliches that we as fight fans kind of just, you know, shrug our shoulders. Okay, on to the next one.
Not cool. You know, bad decision. I watched a bad decision ruin Jeff Fenech's life. I mean, that Fenech, they gave him his fourth belt a few weeks ago at the WBC convention. Of course, the 60th annual convention was held a fortnight ago in Acapulco, Mexico. Of course, the president, Mauricio Sulaiman, I almost said Jose there. Mauricio Sulaiman had a great time. We had a great event, no doubt about it. But Jeff Fenech got his fourth belt because they realized in that fight he had with Zuma Nelson, I scored it 10-2. 10-2 for Fenech. 10-2 for Fenech. And they called it a draw. And from that point forward, it broke Jeff Fenech's heart. That's when I sort of came up with the notion that when you go to Las Vegas and you get burned in a boxing match, it's sort of like playing blackjack and getting a blackjack and some guy with a 17 beating you.
There's no consolation because that night Jeff Fenech was as good as he'll ever be.
Exactly.
Right. Like all the stars are aligned in his favor, everything except for the scorecards. And it's, you know, it's what it is, you know, you move on. Only the strong. It's very rare that guys that get robbed like that, you know, go on to, you know, to continue greatness. Maybe just more recently, I'm thinking De La Hoya Trinidad and Oscar obviously still went on to have a great career after that robbery. But, you know, that night, Jeff Fenech should have had his crowning moment. And instead, like you said, he was never the same.
Okay, here's what's up. I'm sitting ringside for Trinidad and De La Hoya, and De La Hoya was doing some running, okay? And Gil Clancy told him to keep doing what you're doing. Sort of like what they told Marvin Hagler when he was losing to Sugar Ray Leonard, keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes I didn't think the corner had it right then. I thought Gil Clancy, that was sort of like his swan song anyway. He never worked a big corner after that.
And no one was a bigger Trinidad fan than me in his prime. He was New York
monster.
Boxing. You know, I love Trinidad. He was one of my heroes. There's no way he won that fight. But you're right. Oscar didn't do himself any favors by, you know, being in the marathon, you know, for the last four rounds.
I think he thought he ran off like the first six or seven rounds, so he just like run the rest of the way. And then when he was running, people were booing, and just it wasn't a good atmosphere. It wasn't something to where you like you want to close the show. Oscar didn't close the show. Of course, there was another fight that I thought Oscar lost handily. I thought he lost to Pernell Whitaker. I thought Pernell beat him like a girl. Okay, and they gave the fight to Oscar. I'll never forget the elevator encounter with Bob Arum's stepson. He said, "What'd you think of the fight? What'd you think of the fight, Pedro?" I said, "I think the judges. You know, I was upset. I mean, I thought the judges did the wrong thing. I thought Pernell knocked him down. Pernell definitely won the fight. Blah blah blah. I think it was a split decision anyway. Bottom line is, Pernell didn't get the shaft that. Pernell got the shaft that night because the boxing establishment did not want him to have the title. Much like Bert Cooper and Evander Holyfield. The interview, the anniversary was this week. Of course, Mills Lane was a referee." You know, Evander Holyfield got some home cooking there.
Are you saying that the count was a little delayed?
No, I'm just trying to say that Mills Lane saved his ass.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely some home cooking. You know, Evander was, that's one thing. Look, try to Google a boring fight from Evander Holyfield. You know, even when he fought.
No. I televised one of his boring fights with Vaughn Bean.
Oh, gosh. Vaughn Bean. That was, when I think of Vaughn Bean, that was like Butch Lewis's last swan song.
Right? We sold out the Omni. I mean, the Omni was sold out. The place was rocking and rolling. I spent the night with Bill Gore. I was doing TV for DKP that night. But I spent the night with Bill Goldberg. That was an interesting evening. Bill Goldberg told me, he listen, 3 or 4 years from now, I'll be done with wrestling. He goes, I might make a spot occasion, come back every here and then. He goes, but I've made enough money in the next couple of years, I'm out. And you know what? He was true to his game, true to his name.
Yeah. I mean, he's made some appearances here and there on the WWE, but yeah, he made a ton of money and not much talent, but you know, certainly a big name and knew how to sell himself.
Okay, I got about a minute left here. I'm going to keep you on the other side of the break. Bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, tonight we've got Regis Progress and Jose Zepeda. What I'm going to ask you after the break is, Regis Progress like the bridesmaid of 140-pounders, or can you really step up here? And Zepeda, is he really worthy of being like a 5-1 underdog? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, also today, November 26th, across the pond on the zone is Dillian White, of course, the heavyweight from the UK, taking on Jermaine Franklin. Of course, an all-heavyweight bout. I think both guys are around 270 pounds. Of course, next week, December the 3rd, ESPN, but it's on pay-per-view in the UK, and they ain't too happy about it. Anyway, I'm talking about Tyson Fury and Derek Chisora. Come on, guys. He's your heavyweight champion. Give him a few bucks. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. You know, Tyson Fury's broke. I'm lying. Bottom line is, he needs to make some more money because he ain't going to be around forever. But Tyson Fury's going to make some money next week with Derek Chisora. The third time around for these guys. Why the third time? Why not? You're tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Last year, a friend of mine bought me a bottle of Creed. It's a cologne. Of course, it cost like $300 or $400. I didn't know that until I lost the bottle in Mexico. Actually, either I left it in my hotel room and I took it out of my bag. Of course, my bag was like held hostage by Aeromexico for about 48 hours. But when I did get it, everything was there but the cologne. I wanted to blame them for the cologne, but then I might have left it in the hotel. But the bottom line is, when I went to reorder it again on eBay, it was like $400. Holy cow, I can't believe cologne costs that much. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Enough of my cologne stories, of course. What's new in boxing, Sock?
Well, you had mentioned earlier, we have a highly anticipated matchup between two of the best 140s in the world, Jose Cepeda and Regis Prograis. Two guys that have kind of been circling each other. They have a couple of common opponents, and it's expected to be a barn burner. The one thing that I'm really crossing my fingers that we don't get anything like a headbutt or anything like that, because they're two southpaws, and we tend to get that to happen. Two guys that could punch. It doesn't look like a boring fight at all. Two guys are going to be in front of each other, same age. Height is about the same. It should be a great fight.
5-1, 5-1 fight.
I am shocked when you mentioned that. I had to Google it. I couldn't believe I saw 5-1. I saw a couple of even 4-1. I guess some late money is coming in on Prograis, but that's really, really high. I guess people are just anticipating that Cepeda, you know, because of his recent knockout wins, they've been on TV more. Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea the Mexican fan base behind Cepeda, but that's a lot. 5-1. Prograis is a really good fighter whose only loss was a split decision against the aforementioned Josh Taylor. So those are really good odds. And if anyone wants to put some, you know, take a shot in the dark, Prograis is a really good live underdog.
Okay. before I let you go, last week the UFC had a fighter, a couple weeks ago, had a fight for the 185-pound championship. Israel Adesanya defended against Mr. Pereira, of course, and Pereira came in at 185. He had cut 50 pounds to make the weight, 50 pounds. So when he weighed in, when they walked into the octagon, it was said that he weighed 225 pounds. Is that fair? I mean, come on, what are weight classes for? Like Khabib. Khabib will weigh at 155, and then you're looking at a 182-pound guy on top of you when you're trying to push him off. This ain't fair, man. And you're not trying to tell me, well, you can gain as much weight as you want to. No. This is supposed to be having weight classes because, you know, small guys fight small guys, equal guys fight equal guys, big guys fight big guys. That's what weight classes are for. But is this being abused to the max by these Brazilians or what?
50 pounds weight cut, my goodness. That's wow. That is something crazy. I didn't realize it was that type of a weight cut. I think that's something that UFC definitely should look into.
They don't care.
Some sort of
UFC doesn't
hydration
care.
Clause.
UFC don't care. But you know what? I hate to say it, but it doesn't seem the UFC cares about anything but revenues. That's just it. I mean, they're concerned about money. I mean, nothing else seems to matter because if it did, some of these fights would be stopped a little bit earlier. I mean, listen, when a guy is beaten, Sock, you don't need to keep beating him and beating him and beating him. Once he's beaten, he's beaten. I mean, what? I mean, yikes, man. I mean, I understand that some of these fights have had unusual comebacks. And this, I think, Dustin Poirier and Chandler fight a fortnight ago was a classic example of that. But for the most part, these guys are taking punishment that they can't pay for, not with money.
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen, I mean, the refs tend to stop the fights probably a little sooner than later. It's just the fact that it's what these guys get hit with. I mean, in boxing, you're getting hit with either a right or a left. These guys are getting hit with knees and elbows. So it's definitely has to be a lot more impactful. You're right. The UFC, they do not promote fighters. They promote the brand. The brand. UFC and the fighters are just like collateral. You know, it's like they promote the brutality of it, the music, the logos everywhere. You know, the arena's packed. It's UFC above all, and then the fighters are definitely secondary.
You know, I sort of harken back to the days when the guys in the UFC were able to be able to get their own sponsors. I mean, one guy was getting 80 and 90 grand a fight to put some tattoo on his back of some casino and things like that, of course. And now you've got their heavyweight champion, Francis Ngannou. He wants to have nothing. He wants nothing to do with Dana White. Nothing.
Yeah, he's supposed to be recovering from some injury.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to re-sign at all. He doesn't want to have this one. He and John Jones, I think that's the fight people would like to see. John Jones, of course, a former light heavyweight champion, now fighting as a heavyweight. I saw a picture of him the other day. He just looked like a, don't take this the wrong way, but he looked like a fat black bus driver to me. No knock on bus drivers, but that's just the way that John Jones looked. At 185 pounds, it was John Bones Jones. Well, at heavyweight, he looks like Ralph Cramden.
I think if he fights Ngannou, he's definitely going to have to get back on those Flintstone vitamins that he's been on in the past. But where else can they go, you know, unless...
Start their own promotion. Listen, Daniel's got a few bucks in Bitcoin still in the other room. Okay, so we'll get Daniel to put this fight up, you know what I'm saying? But these two guys go independent. I think if they went independent, I really think that... With, you know, maybe a boxing promoter could put this together. Don King's past his prime, but maybe Bob Arum or somebody like that could put together a fight of that magnitude and make it work. I mean, without the UFC.
Well, Oscar dabbled in it, right? Didn't he do Tito Ortiz and Chuck Liddell a couple years ago?
Yeah, that really wasn't much of a fight, though.
No, it wasn't.
That really wasn't much fun. Anyway, guess who's going to be on tomorrow's show? Vinny Paz will be on tomorrow's show. Vinny Paz, of course, the Pazmanian Devil, of course, the champion from 135 to like 168, I believe. But the bottom line is he's always a blast to be around. I spent some time with him in Mexico. He was fun to be around, and, you know, he was in great shape, as was Jesse James Lehar. You know, when I go to these conventions, Sock, a lot of times I see things I don't want to see. And what I mean by that is you see fighters in... You know, in condition that maybe you'd want to, you know, you hope that they wouldn't be in and things like that, or they're in dire financial straits and this and that. But, man, both Jesse James Lehar, he looks so good. He's got things going on in San Antonio with a big boxing gym down there. He told me he's charging these guys $150 an hour to train them. Sock, are you making $150 an hour to train guys?
No, but you're going to have to make me, you know, revise my business model.
Wow, you and me both, I'll go back into training guys who will give me $150 an hour. But he's getting that in San Antonio for businessmen, $150 an hour.
More power to him. I mean, hey, you know, I can't say that I'm a two-time world champion, whatever Jesse James was. So good for him.
He sold out the Alamo Dome. I got to run, man. Much love.
All right, brother. Peace out. Enjoy the fights.
The great Socrates Palmer, of course, the Boxing's PhD, comes to us exclusively on the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, earlier I mentioned Alex Pereira. And, you know, Chael Sonnen, he former light heavyweight contender, I believe, and challenger, I think, for the light heavyweight title. I forget who. He fought Anderson Silva over in Oakland, California, and he won the first four rounds, and he lost the fifth round. And then I think he tested positive for steroids after that. I'm not sure, but there was some controversy involved. But anyway, Chael Sonnen is saying that essentially what Alex Pereira is doing is sanctioned cheating. I mean, come on, man. The guy came back in the fifth round, and all of a sudden he had all kinds of win in the fifth round after taking a decent ass whooping, after being tired, after cutting 50 pounds. He cut 50 pounds. If somebody cut that much weight and then they put on 25 or 30 pounds in between, that's not fair. It's just not fair. Boxing... Size matters. I keep saying this, combat sports. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Sometimes in boxing, you can get away with beating up on a bigger guy. You just can't. You can move them around. You can out-slick them, this and that. But in the world of mixed martial arts, when these guys are, when they're laying on top of you, I mean, holy cow, if you weigh in at 155 and you weigh like 162 come fight time and you got to push some guy off your chest that weighs 185 pounds, what kind of spit is that? I mean, come on, man. And the UFC knew this was going on, of course, with Khabib. And now Khabib, of course, the former lightweight champion, he retired after his father died. More power to him, you know. That's the way he felt. And, of course, I don't think anybody could ever beat him at 155. Not the current talent, no way, as far as the UFC is concerned. But what I'm trying to say is that 155 was like a fake weight. Because if he's walking into the ring at 180 pounds, it's just not fair. It's just not fair. And everybody says, oh, Pedro, go back to same-day weigh-ins, that morning weigh. Now, that doesn't work either, Okay? You just either got to be strict. Guys got to be told you can't gain this after you weigh in, period. You can't gain more than X. And I don't know what the X exactly is. I think the WBC has it 10% or something like that. But I think that sounds about right. You know, I mean, 10% of your weight. If you gain more than 10% of your weight, I think you should be disqualified. I do. I don't think you're fighting at your weight class. I mean, the bottom line is, I remember fighting welterweights that were inferior, and those guys were easy to move around. You could work out them. You just abuse them, okay? But when you fought welterweights that were, I mean, I was a junior welterweight. When you fought welterweights that were real world-class welterweights, you realize, holy spit with an H. These guys are for real. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster, they hit harder. The whole nine yards. This is why they have difference in weight classes. This is why I got humbled at 147 pounds in the National Golden Glove Tournament, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, and went back to 139 pounds in a heartbeat. I said I was having a hard time making weight, right? Until I got my ass whipped at 147, and I went back to 139 in a minute, without a doubt. Anyway, back to the UFC. Of course, I'm down on the UFC. They made $249 million last year, and they gave approximately 10% of that to talent. 10% to talent. I mean, I don't think Sports Byline makes that kind of money and gives 10% talent to the guys here. I mean, they get more than 10%, but the bottom line is, if you work for the UFC, you only get 10%. It's not cool. I mean, it's just not. I mean, that's the average. $40,000 to get your bell rung. $35,000 to get your bell rung. Oh, boy, I got to go to Dubai, but you got your ass whooped and you got double vision for a while, okay? Or your ear's buzzing. You can't get rid of that buzz in your ear. Bottom line is, the world of MMA is very cruel, and Dana White is probably the cruelest guy in the entire world as far as pimps are concerned. Now, as far as tonight's fights are concerned, I'm not all up on Rage's progress. Of course, I think he will always be the bridesmaid and not the bride. This is the way I see it. Jose Zepeda, 5-1 underdog, sort of a live underdog here, but if Las Vegas is going that way on progress, something must be up. Of course, Dillian White and Jermaine Franklin, that's going to take place on the Zone. It's probably going to take place as I speak. And next week, of course, Tyson Fury and Derek Chisora. Now, the 10th. Kind of talk about the 10th, because the 10th is going to rock, but the 13th is going to be the better fight. No doubt about it. I've got December 10th. Of course, we've got Teofimo Lopez. He's going to take on a lay substitute in Sandor Martin. Sandor Martin, I think, pulled off a big upset last year. But the bottom line is that it's going to be the main event at 140 pounds. It's going to be December 10th, ESPN Plus. Come to us from the Hulu Garden, I believe. That is the former garden next to the Madison Square Garden, a little place. Anyway, that same day, December 10th, from Omaha, Nebraska. Remember, I thought that was Omaha. I thought it was Hawaii. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Anyway, bottom line is BLK, a prime pay-per-view, is going to put on Terrence Crawford and David Avison. We talked about that a little earlier for the WBO welterweight title. Terrence Crawford is a 25-1 favorite, somewhere around a 25-1 favorite. Anyway, same date, December 10th, the Zone's going to go with Josh Warrington and Luis Alberto Lopez for the IBF 126-pound belt. And, of course, the 13th, I'm rocking for this one, because anytime you see this guy in action, you're seeing one of the better fighters in the world, without a doubt. I'm talking about the unbeaten monster. If ever there was a guy appropriately named, it's Nonoa Inoue. He's a monster. He just is. I mean, he destroyed Nonito Donaire in less than one round. He just went out there and killed him, okay? And Donaire, although he's 38 years old, 39 years old, 40 years old, I forget how old he is. I saw him at the WBC convention. He looks great. He's in great shape, this and that, but, man, you don't need to. He can beat everybody at that weight except the one guy. You know, that's sort of messed up. You can beat everybody at the one guy, and that doesn't make, you know, it's probably going to not be good for you, because the bottom line is, you know, he's 38, 39, 40 years old. It's time for Donito Donaire to say goodbye. The Filipino Flash has been one hell of a fighter, no doubt about that. But his prime, of course, was July 7, 2007, when he knocked out Victor Arcinian. It wasn't in the seventh round, I believe, but he knocked him out, of course, 7-7-0-7. That was the day he knocked out Victor Arcinian. Vic woke up and said, "What do you mean knocked out? I don't even know what you're talking about. I wasn't even knocked out." Vic was asleep, snoring. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks.
Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy, you put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride.
Darkest of night, with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong.
My mother said it's not bragging when you're telling the truth, son, but she stole that line from Muhammad Ali. I didn't know that until, like, she had passed. I kid you not. The bottom line is my mother was quite a character as far as my boxing was concerned. The reason why I'm bringing that up is that, you know, Thanksgiving has passed, and, of course, everybody misses their relatives and things like that. You know, I mean, you got to think about that. Let me give you the good news. Don't believe the hype. It don't get no easier. It just doesn't get any easier. If you lost somebody, you know, you lost them, and it's never going to get easier. People say that time heals all wounds. It doesn't when it comes to death. Death, what can I say? When it comes to death, the words just cannot suffice. Of course, tonight we've got Regis Progress and Jose Zepeda. That's going to be happening on TV, of course, with the WBC 140-pound title. A bit slow, of course, as far as boxing is concerned, but I'm excited about the December the 13th. I told you, Paul Butler is going to be the guy that's got to take on the aforementioned monster, Nenel Inoue. 23-0, 20 knockouts. The guy, as I said, is just absolutely killer. I mean, that Nonito Nair knockout, he knocked him out in the second round. First round, I think, was a bit of a rough round for Mr. Donaire, but the bottom line was a 10-8 round. But the bottom line is, you know, Donito's probably the best fighter outside of of Inouye at 118. What can I say? So you're the best, you're the second best, but you shouldn't be fighting? Yeah, because you're old, because you're getting slow. And the bottom line is I think he's got a whole lot to offer the world of boxing as a color analyst. I really think he can be Mr. Filipino, Mr. Filipino Flash. Take over the mic. And Manny Pacquiao is not a color analyst. I think Nonito Lunaire can be. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for the Sunday show, 11 a.m. Pacific time. This Sunday, we'll bring in Larry Merchant and a whole lot of other people, including Vinny Paz. Bottom line is, Steven's been running. It's been a rough show today, folks. Sometimes we have a great day, sometimes we don't. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Thank you so much.